Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and America's top-rated sportsbook app is putting you in the center of the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now, because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. When signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I am Jim Galante, along with Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross in a bit. This is our New Year's edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. So we want to wish all of our listeners a fantastic and safe New Year. But we still have Penn State football to talk about, guys. And this is kind of the transfer portal coming and going version of news and notes, guys. And I got a feeling that's going to be the big news item for a few weeks here. And I'll start with you, Bob. With the transfer portal, James Franklin mentioned that he was looking for defensive ends and defensive backs. So far in the portal, we've gotten a running back, we've gotten a cornerback, and we've gotten a defensive tackle. And that all happened pretty quickly. Is this a case where actually we're looking for depth everywhere on this team?
Well, I think you're always looking for depth, but on the defensive side this year, you know, I was just trying to think who is going to start at defensive end opposite Adisa Isaac in 2021, because they lost three defensive ends, have gone out the door in the last couple of days, not all that unexpectedly, but the one I would say, the running back from Baylor, the I think the corner safety from South Carolina. I think that is somebody that Penn State had actually recruited, so they kind of had some knowledge about him. The defensive lineman from Duke, they're all necessary additions. I'm still, honestly, guys, I'm still shaking my head a little bit about Antonio Shelton's decision to play a sixth year but not play it at Penn State. Now, I'm sure there are numerous reasons that Antonio felt the need to do that, but just looking at it on the surface, it's really hard to kind of piece that together. I know he's not from the Pennsylvania area. I believe he's from the Ohio area. Maybe he wanted to play closer to home. But it's rare when you see a nose tackle come back for a sixth year of college football and not do it at the school that he had a lot of friends and connections with. That one surprised me. You know, usually when James Franklin hints at something since he's been here, there's a lot of heat to it. So I thought for sure you were going to see them go heavy after some D linemen and some defensive backs. And I do think that, you know, the offense is really, I think, going to have to be the strength of the 2021 team, because they've lost some really good players and they're going to continue to lose some really good players, I think, on the defensive side.
I wasn't sure I wanted to go in this direction, Bob, but since you brought it up about Antonio Shelton, that was the one that surprised me. Andy and I were talking earlier off air that of all the guys who would have not had any more eligibility left,
right,
they've all, it seems like every decision is they're leaving, they're not coming back. The only one who's choosing to use that extra year of eligibility is Antonio Shelton. And he's choosing to do it elsewhere. And I'll bring you in on this, Andy. Is there something going on in the locker room? Is there something we should suspect because it does seem unusual? Or is this just a case where he's looking for another place to play for a new experience?
So, first of all, I agree with Bob that I can't put the puzzle pieces together. Like, you try and move it around, and I'm like, this one I can't even make a connection. But as I thought about it and spoke with a few people that have more intimate knowledge in terms of closer connection to the program than myself, this was something that was brought up to me. So Penn State's going to keep him and use him in the role that they have the last 2 years. And perhaps Antonio thinks he is, as a player, he has more in him than just that role, right? So that is one of the things that I was told would be, he thinks he has more of a variety pack inside him, and Penn State's not willing to use him in that role and give him the opportunity or use him in that way. So this is a decision based on what he thinks, not anything about Penn State or the locker room or the program or the school he chose or where he's been a 2-year starter and played for, you know, for 5 years. None of that is an influence. This is about him and what he thinks his capabilities are, and to help him get possibly, probably to the next level, that he thinks that there is something that he has to offer that Penn State doesn't see or doesn't want to use. That's a rationale that makes sense to me. That's the only thing I can come up with. Sorry.
Yeah. So Jimmy, real quick, let me translate.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me translate what Andy's trying to say. He's trying to say that Shelton thinks he's a 3 technique, not a 1 technique.
Correct.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate the interpretation, Bob, because I'm thinking, hey, you're a starting defensive tackle at a top level program. How much more can you do elsewhere? Bob, what I wanted to ask you, as these guys are announcing that they're moving on, Will Fries is an example,
yeah,
a senior who could have had another year. Shaka Tony fits in that bill also. Shane Simmons, he's choosing just to move on, that it's time.
Right.
Jason Owe, he's leaving early. He's choosing to declare for the NFL draft. Are there any of these players that you would argue it would have been a better business decision for them to stick around for another year?
No, we talked a little bit about Shane Simmons last week. Look, it's been a struggle for him just to stay healthy. I think he had, there was a lot in play to get him on the playing field, and it wasn't just his health. You know, it was focus on academics. Yeah, there were some other things in play there. And, you know, we only actually saw Shane Simmons because Jason Owe was injured. And I just don't know if he had come back how much we would have seen of Shane Simmons. Now, you could say, well, Jason Owe just declared, so he would have played. He probably would have started in 2021. But I just think that, you know, that sixth year, guys, that's a lot of football. And I think that Shane's mind was made up. He wanted to go out on a good note. Shaka Tony was a second team All Big Ten pick in 2019, first team All Big Ten pick this year. Mel Kiper has him as an outside linebacker, which is weird to me. But I think that, I don't know that he had any more left to prove. When you think of Owe real quick, the only comparison I would have, they were different body types, is, guys, remember in 2008, Aaron Maben started for 1 year at Penn State as a redshirt sophomore, had better numbers, but left, became a first round pick of the Bills, got first round money, didn't pan out in the NFL. Jason Owe is a much bigger version of Aaron Maben, and I'm sure he'll be in the first round conversation. I do think, though, I don't think anyone made the wrong decision. I still think, though, that Jahan Dotson and Rasheed Walker are very much mulling their futures. I'm going to be very interested to see who decides to stay and if either one of them decides to go.
That either one of them choosing to go would definitely be a blow to this team in 2021. Andy, when you look at the team now with what's going on with the transfer portal, where does this team need help? Where are we going to see guys coming in on the free agency market, as it were?
The free agency market. So I think Bob's right. Like, you cannot, you need depth everywhere. So I think the way I think Penn State, for us to classify it and the way Penn State's looking at it is, what are our needs? And we want depth everywhere, so we'll take anybody. The running back from Baylor is a good example. That's a good running back. That's a pretty good running back room when you throw Noah Kane back in the mix for 2021 with Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes. That's now another deep running back room. But you'll take it, right? Look at Ohio State and the Big Ten championship game. You'll take it. Their greatest needs, I mean, you'll take a corner, but their greatest needs, the defensive line, including the ends, Bob's right, the defensive ends are head-scratching, but the entire defensive line is like, who's going to play there? I mean, Judge Culpepper entered the transfer portal. You know, you're looking at Nick Tarbert as a DN. That, the D-line is one. The safeties are another. Those have to be, James was not shy about saying D-backs, but he was actually saying safeties. He's not shy about saying that's where we're going to go. You'll take it anywhere, but man, that D line. To me, it's the safeties are important. Bob is right. They're very important. But man, you got to find some bodies for the D line and find bodies sooner than later.
I agree with that definitely across the defensive line. They lost a lot of folks, need help there. One of the questions, Bob, that absolutely always comes up from fans, though, talking transfer portal. Is there a chance that we see a quarterback coming in from the transfer portal?
It's amazing. It's amazing how it always is about the quarterbacks. It just tells you how unhappy I think the fan base is with the quarterback play more than anything. I just don't, I don't see a quick fix out there, but who knows? To me, I think the transfer, the transfer portal QB market is defined by what Ohio State wants to do. Justin Fields isn't going to be back. If they're not happy with who they have at quarterback, I think they're going to get pick of the litter. You always got to worry about the Oklahoma Sooners. You know, Northwestern made the QB portal payoff for them, but I don't think Peyton Ramsey, as he showed in the Big Ten title game, is that big of a difference maker. I don't know that they can add. I hate to say it. I don't know that they can add anyone better than what they already got on the roster. I'm curious about McPherson and Micah Bowen, and I know they got some young QBs coming in, but we're not talking about five stars, and ultimately that's what wins big games in college football.
All right, that is it for quarter number one. In quarter number two, stick around. We have Tucker's Tape, and Ross is going to give us his evaluation of the 2020 season on defense, so stick around for that.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.